See, when the Christmas tree is erected, it's a sign of Christmas. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. It's supposed to have background music, you know. And when we see shopping malls decorated with Christmas decorations and Christmas carols blasted all over the PA system, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. And then when malls commercially have Santa Claus and reindeers to look at, it looks like a commercial Christmas. See, all of this reminds us of the birth of Christ, which will be going very shortly. 25th December is an assigned date, not necessarily the date that Jesus was born, but it's an assigned date. But what about the same Jesus coming back for you and for me? Do we know when is he returning? You see, I look here at three categories of people. People who don't care, don't bother when he returns. The second group of people are people who don't know when he is returning. How many of us fall in that category? The third, people who watch for the signs for his return, just like when we know it's Christmas time, the tree is up, Christmas music is all over the place, and then we see signs of it. So which category are you, church? The first one, not bothering. The second one, don't know. Or the third one, being watchful of the signs that is taking place. Father Lord, even as your word is being spoken, Father, I ask the Lord that whatever, Lord, is spoken comes deep within your throne room, oh Father. Give insights. Give Rema word, revelation, Father, to know of the significance. These things taking place, know for certain that he is near right. You see, when we see Israel and bear fruit in 1948 after war, of Israel now, statistics show it's 9.73 million. 9.7 third of this year, 6.95 of the Jews now stay in Israel. That's 71.4 have returned to the homeland. Sign, the next sign I want to speak today is to you sitting here in the midst of this wonderful time of service. Of the last day sign is the taking away or the being caught away, or what we call, in the Bible, it doesn't state the word rapture. Yeah, but it speaks about being taken away or being caught up. Now, we need to understand, if you go back to the Word of God, there were four raptures that took place in the Scripture. So it is real. The first one, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, 5 verse 24 says, and in reverent fear and obedience, Enoch walked with God, and he was not found among men, because God took him away to be home with him. The first rapture. The second, Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. As they continued along and talked, behold, a chariot of fire with horses of fire appeared suddenly and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. That is the second rapture. The third, Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had said this, even as they were looking at him, he was caught up, and a cloud received and carried him away out of their sight. And that is no other than Jesus the Christ. And the fourth, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. I know a man, he writes this in the book of Corinth, he says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, back then, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, what was caught up to the third heaven. And who is this? Paul. So these are the four incidents of rapture actually taking place according to your Bible. And the Bible goes on to say in Matthew chapter 24, verse 40 to 41, and that time two men will be in the field, one will be taken for judgment, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken for judgment, and one will be left. The two men will be in the field, and one will be taken, and the other left. Douglas, you love golfing, don't you? Golfing khakis. And as he golfs, all of a sudden, Douglas is missing. But the rest in the golf course are still there. Hey, what's happening? Douglas, I've got a word for you here. As you golf with all your khakis, in such a time as this, you need to go and share the word, the gospel that Jesus is coming. Before it be taken up, huh? So you need to have your khakis joining them. Angeline Joseph. The Lord begin to reveal Angeline Joseph. Is she here today? No? Okay, pass on this message to her. All right? She goes out for lunch with her friend Shamala and Maria. I don't know who they are. Okay? The Lord just begin to reveal two names. And suddenly, Angeline is missing. What's happening? She's taken up as well. She's missing right now, right? But Angeline, I want to say to her, wherever she is, before this happens, you are called in that office, in that place, such a time as this, to go and spread the news, to bring these people along with you, if you are listening. Huh? So this is what rapture, it all happens to you and to me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17 says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. So he's going to descend with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ, all your loved ones who have gone before you will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. So first, those who have gone before us. And then secondly, the righteous. How many of you are righteous here? If you are, say that I'm righteous. Hallelujah. So are you prepared for rapture to take place here? Right, in the service? Amen. Amen. So there'll be a time for this being reunited with our loved ones and with the Lord. And those who want to go for all those Botox and change their facial look and all that, the news is you will have a facelift. Okay, during the time you're taken up, your face changes. It's a facelift. All right, much beautiful than what you are today. Okay, we shall be united with the Lord. And we check the news. Recently, there is a talk of Saudi Arabia and Israel signing a peace treaty. These are things you need to understand. These are signs, and it's beginning to look a lot like it. The stage is being set for the beginning of the end. Now, let's look at the diagram. Do you have a diagram over there? Can I have a diagram first? Yep. Okay. Let's take a quick look at this. So this is what I call as the current age, the current church age. The current church age is the time that Jesus was ascended to heaven and then the Holy Spirit took over until this very moment why he now dwells with us. We are here as the church. So that church age will come to an end. Because the rapture of the church will take place. And then starts the tribulation period. We have the kings and the antichrist. You have the 3.5 years and the 3.5 years. That's a study by itself. And then you go into the campaign of Armageddon. And then the second coming of Christ. Now, there is a difference, church, between the second coming of Christ and the rapture. So people need to understand that too. When you say second coming of Christ, he's coming here on earth. But the rapture is he's taking you up out of the earth. There is a difference. So based on the pre-tribulation theory, Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 and 21 says, they will hand you over to tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. For at that time, there will be a great tribulation, speaking of pressure, distress, oppression, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now. Not ever. So that is something that never will ever happen, as water comes violent as that, full of oppression, full of distress. Now, if you're asking me, where is Israel? Israel will not be destroyed by any nation, according to the Bible. As she must continue to exist and go through the tribulation period, they have to go through there, period. So during the 7-year tribulation period, the temple of Jerusalem will be built and will take place in the midst of the 7 year, according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. It says, and he shall enter into a strong and firm covenant with the many for 1 week. For 1 week here, it speaks about the 7 years. And in the midst of the year of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and offering to cease for the remaining 3.5 years. So right in the middle of the 7 years, 3.5, and upon the wing of pinnacle of abomination shall come one who makes desolate until the full determined end is poured out on the desolator. So during the tribulation period, church, Satan's CEO is no other than Antichrist. And that's the time that he will expose himself. So who is Antichrist? People ask, is he an American? Is he American? Is he from the Middle Eastern? Well, we just want to understand the scriptures once again and understand what's happening. He will probably be from Europe. Remember Jesus, who sacrificed and who put Jesus to death? Who? Read your Bibles, yeah? He will then have that anti-Christ spirit from day one. All right? And he will bring about the man of, he will be known as the man of peace. and that is counterfeit peace. So the judgment of God will take place during the tribulation period. Let's take a look at the next diagram, please. We have that? No? All right. So this is the first 3.5 years where there are times like the white horse happening where the Cold War will take place, and that signifies the white horse. And then there'll be the black horse speaking about the famine. And what we are going through famine right now is just a little. It's nothing compared to what is going to happen here. Okay, and then the slain souls, martyrdom. And then the open war, the red horse. And then there's another horse called the pale horse, which speaks about death. And then there'll be physical disturbance. So that is the first 3.5 years. What we call as the seal judgment. And then there is a trumpet judgment in the next 3.5 years. And that's where you have the hail fire. The next, you have that. Is it up? The next. Next diagram, please. All right. So the hailfire, and then the sun, the moon, and the stars. And I'll read that. Okay, Revelation chapter 8, verse 6 to 13. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there was a storm of hail and fire mingled with blood cast upon the earth. And a third part of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel blew trumpet, and something resembling a great mountain blazing with fire was hurled into the sea. So all of these are the trumpets and all of the signs into the sea. And a third of the sea was turned to blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea perished. And a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew trumpet, and a huge star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it dropped on a third of the rivers and the springs of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. A third part of the waters was changed into wormwood, and in many people died from using the water because it had become bitter. Then the fourth angel blew trumpet, and a third of the sun was smitten, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that likewise a third of the night was kept from shining. Darkened, and then a daylight, and then finally the night was kept with shining. Then I looked, and I saw a solitary eagle flying in mid-heaven. And as it flew, I heard it crying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth because of the rest of the trumpet blast which the three angels are about to sound." So it's not over yet, church. After this trumpet sound, there is the seven bowl judgment. You see, all of these judgments will be to purge Israel, because the word of God here says in Romans chapter 11, verse 7, "Cause what then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks." They are seeking for the Messiah, church, and yet they have not accepted the Messiah. So they will go through this period. And the word of God says, "But the elect have obtained it." Hallelujah. Who is the elect here? The elect are the believers. If you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you're walking with Him, that you call it, qualify yourself as elect. Goes on. "And the rest were blinded." Who's blinded, church? "And the rest were blinded." Who's the rest? Who? The rest. Who's the rest? Blinded. The unbelievers. Church, I'm challenging you this morning to reach out to those who are blinded, lest they go through all that I've just explained. There's one more judgment. Can I have a diagram, one more? And this is the seven bowl judgment, where there be boils, there'll be blood, there'll be darkness, there'll be earthquakes, there'll be blood all over the place, drying up. Now, this is terrible. How many of you want to be here, want to experience all of that? All right. So God's wrath will be on earth due to all of this evil living. The world of globalization eventually will take place, and there'll be what we call as a one world order. And the man in charge of this one world order is no other than Antichrist. And that's the time taking the mark of the beast 666 will not be by accident. People say, you take a vaccine jab today, okay, for COVID. It contains the 666, so don't take it. No, church. It won't be by accident, which means you will know about it. You make a choice if you want to accept the mark of the beast, which is 666, then you'll be able to enjoy to all the trades that are going to happen, the food and all of that. You can. It's all traded because of that 666. But if you refuse, no food for you, no supply for you. There you go. You'll be persecuted. So all of this will take place. The book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 4 says, and his tail swept across the sky and dragged away a third of the stars of heaven and flung them to the earth. And the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. What is this talking about here? What's the Bible speaking about here? The book of Revelation chapter. Then 12 verse 13 says, when the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the women who had given birth to the male child. What is it explaining here? The dragon here is the devil. The woman here is country Israel, the nation Israel. The male child is no other than Jesus. So we need to understand why Israel is all the time being attacked. Since the time of the birth of Jesus through Israel, they face all kinds of animosity to go against the chosen nation. And yet, the Israelites will be set apart as the special people, special country. So Jesus will come back and come back on Mount Olives, and the Jews will then recognize Jesus, who they have been rejecting all this while. The book of Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 says, and I will pour it out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace or unmerited favor and supplication, and they shall look earnestly upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. Israelites will realize, hey, Jesus is the Messiah. How would be, as we begin to, and it all, or would you rather be out there somewhere? Not even sure if this is going to be you being raptured. So church, we must be ready for the rapture. And I've got news for you, for those raptured ones. Those raptured ones will join Jesus as he returns. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 14 verse 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which lies before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from the east to the west by a very great valley. And half the mountain shall remove towards the north and half of it towards the south. So where is Mount Olives? Ask Malika. You just got back from Jerusalem. A mountain rich in East Jerusalem. Am I right, Monica? East of and adjacent to Jerusalem's old city. And guess what? Gethsemane is a garden at the foot of Mount Olives where Jesus underwent the agony and being arrested before his crucifixion. So he will come back on that Mount of Olives and in all glory and all power. And he won't be alone. He will be with his believers. Church, hallelujah. How nice to just be there and see, oh, we are together with Jesus and going to see what's going to happen. Hallelujah. And that is the rapture of the church. So, church, 3 hours. It's time to prepare for the 3 hours. First R, don't look so solemn, lah. Be rejoicing. Rapture will take place for the raptured church, for us. So rejoice to see what is happening in the world right now. Second, R is be receiving. It's time to come to Jesus now. Or regret later, go through the tribulation. For those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The third, and that's for all of us, be reaching. Reach out to the lost. Those have been blinded, reach out to the lost. So Douglas, that's your duty. And of course, besides all of you. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, I like to talk about this story. I've spoken before. This is about the virgins. Remember, the 10 virgins? 50% of them were filled with oil to get to the bridegroom, into the wedding. It could be the wedding of the Last Supper of the Lamb. And 50% lost the opportunity to meet the bridegroom. And they didn't fill their lamps with oil. So what does it state here? If you are a believer here, you also have to add oil. Speaking about the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit guides you through these end time events to the great Christmas that we're going to celebrate, we have to be ready with the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit. So, church, are you ready for the rapture to take place?